The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the 420 at 844-967-2789. And Fancy Brian brought up a great point. Go ahead, if you would, please, Brian.
I just want to remind everybody that it's okay that 420 is happening during the week, because guess what? As high as you get tonight, you can get as high as you possibly want to. You're still not going to have to worry about being hungover or trying to power through a hangover tomorrow. In fact, you'll be just fine.
And if that's your attitude, you're going to need some supplies from our friends at Knuckleheads. They have all kinds of 420 giveaways going on, and they're using like dots, like depending on the color of the dot, how big the savings is. So I'm going to be here for at least one more segment, broadcasting from the Humidor, 520 State Street. Our fine sponsors, Knuckleheads, and they are doing fine commerce here. But it slowed down a little bit. The 5 o'clock rush, though, it was pandemonium in here, man. So, obviously, lots of Devil's Advocates listeners. One other show note. Please make note of the fact the eagerly anticipated guest, Al Franken, has been rebooked for 1 week from today. The only former U.S. Senator currently on tour, Al Franken, joining this big show, 3:30 Central Time a week from today, next Wednesday. And then Al Franken coming to the Barrymore Theater on April 29th. My understanding, there are still some tickets available, but the best tickets, they got snapped up early. No VIP seats, but they're still selling tickets at the Barrymore Theater. So look them up, you know, go buy the tickets, and we'll bring you the fine former senator and, you know, comedian. And, you know, I just hope I'm good enough, Tom.
Well, all you can
I just
do is
hope
try.
Al likes me.
you're fine. What he used to say, what was, he looks in the mirror, tells himself that,
I'm good enough, I'm such and such, and yeah. People like me.
Yes. 844.
We hope you good like
enough,
us.
I'm Brian. Smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Yes. Keep telling yourself that, Crudy. It will happen sooner or later. Just like Trump saying the election was stolen, and he's still really the president.
You know, I didn't get your specific commitment, but I got one from Hawk, and that's all that matters. May 17th, we're doing a party on the deck at the Jade Monkey. You know, so many of our audience members, they like to come down and party as good Wisconsinites like to. Well, we're doing another bar show, and Dom may or may show not show up. We'll have to hold him to a later RSVP. But we'll be there, and Fancy Brian will probably join the party, and you should be there as well. The Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge on May 17th. That's going to be the first humdinger of the summer. And don't even know what we're calling this summer yet. The Summer of Love 2.0 Electric Boogaloo or something of the sorts. But we'll get some T-shirts made and we'll party our asses off all summer long. Also, into June, man, going to do the DPW and lacrosse. I know you're a no-show for that one, Dom. Got prior engagements. But
yes, unfortunately.
We're taking the show on the road. Today will not be the last. Crudy from the Humidor, some casino or somewhere all across the great state of Wisconsin. I'm going to have a good summer.
We're all going to have a good summer, and we love it when you join us at 844-967-2789. Pizza Box, Mike, you are next. Welcome, man. What do you got for us today?
Woo! Feeling the burn on 420. That's the best news I've heard since anyway, yeah, you know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm not saying that at this point we need to worry about Bernie getting into a primary with Biden. But when you're fighting for the people at the bottom, you kind of get why Bernie Sanders is still going. But I think you guys would be more interested in tonight's primary.
And what's that?
Which primary is that?
Well, there's four. It's between Mo Doe, Sunday Driver, Gary Payton, and Jungle Cake. And we're doing it tonight. We're going to find out which one is the most popular with the crowd I'm in tonight, because it's 420, baby. Woo!
Woo! Pizza Box, Mike, coming off that Colorado trip. Very excited. Thanks for the call, man. Enjoy your 420. Hey, Crudy, I saw that some number crunchers over at Ohio State University, you know, your favorite college, crunched some numbers.
The Ohio State University.
OSU. Apparently crunched some numbers. If the state of Ohio legalized marijuana, within 5 years, they would receive in tax revenue per year between $276 million and $375 million per year. And that's just the tax revenue, let alone the value of an disparate outcomes in justice and law enforcement and people, you know, in jail for marijuana crimes, because that still happens. I guarantee you there are people in jail in Ohio today because of weed. So, and we talked about this many times, Wisconsin, you know, dragging behind our neighbors, Colorado, obviously the first, having hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, man, Mississippi legalized, dude. We're dragging behind everybody.
Oh, man, it's terrible. Well, Mississippi legalized medicinal. And medicinal, in according to the Wisconsin, I'm sorry, the university, Marquette University Law School polling, like 80%, 80% of Wisconsin citizens are down with medicinal marijuana legalization. And 51% of Republicans are down for recreational, and of course, a much higher percentage of independents and Democrats down for that. So there is a plurality of citizens in this state that are done with the war on drugs, the drug war, whatever you, however you want to frame it. It's a joke. It doesn't work. It never has. Prohibition does not work. And for all of the individualist Republicans out there, how can you possibly be down? We're throwing people in jail for doing whatever they decide they want to do, so long as they're not harming anybody else. It's just such a conflict. And you see, what, Senator Ron Johnson out slamming beers and alcohol. That's totally fine. Let's celebrate Beer Day.
Liquor good, marijuana bad.
I mean, give me a break. Right, exactly, exactly. I mean, the hypocrisy. Oh, we need to check the science. And No. You need to explain to me why you want to use the power of the government to persecute me for smoking weed in my own house. What gives you that right? What makes you the arbiter of what is right for Dominic's life? You don't have it.
Dom,
it's
remember,
a joke.
Remember when they used to tell us to watch Colorado? See what happens in Colorado.
Yeah, let's see
I've
what
been
happens.
Watching Colorado.
Yeah, it's going pretty
teenage
good.
Teenage marijuana use is down. Tax revenues up. Investment in education way up. Why? And, oh, yeah, lots of jobs. Lots of jobs. Well-paying jobs. You know, kind of like the one Scott Walker promised for Foxconn and then never legalized marijuana. Ugh. And, oh, yeah, the Foxconn jobs, they never petered out. I see that Rebecca Clayfish, her gubernatorial campaign, getting, you know, sort of peppered with protests. She's not for legalized marijuana either, folks. So, you know, it's Tony or bust, and it's probably bust. Anyways, happy 420. Don't be depressed. Be happy. Come down to Knucklehead, see all the knuckleheads. Thank you to my fine guests, the staff members here, Justin, Adrian, and also want to thank my fine prior guest, Congressman Mark Polkan. Thank you all for listening. Dom, Fancy Brian, Evan, final thoughts? I'll give you like 10 seconds.
Go to Knuckleheads.
Have a great night. Go to Knuckleheads. Happy 420. Take care, people.
Talk it out, man.
There was no insurrection. If anything, I was a victim of the riot.
Because we're very high.
Well, that's what we've heard.
Smoke weed every day.